What is going on, beautiful people? Today, we're talking about how to make a narcissist less interested in you, how to get them to leave you alone, and whatnot. If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammack. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. Boom. Welcome back, folks. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Yes, yes, yes. How to make a narcissist uninterested in you. How to get them less interested in you and whatnot. Because this is big, y'all. This is what a lot of people go through. This is what a lot of people experience. Because like some narcissists are absolutely just unrelenting. They are unrelenting. They will not leave you alone. They will refuse to leave you alone. They just keep applying more pressure, to you and whatnot. They just keep doing things over and over and over again until they feel like they have, until they exhaust you into giving them another chance. Until they beat you down enough emotionally and mentally and sometimes physically to get you to give in to their needs and wants. So how do you make them less interested in you? How?
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know, because that's the question a lot of people ask me. But Lee, they just won't leave me the hell alone. How do I get them to leave me alone? Just pretty much grabbing me by the collar and shaking me, like shaking Lee syndrome. Like, hey, like, but that's what happens right there. Like, one of the main ways to get them less interested in you is to remove whatever form of supply that they are giving, that you are giving to them, that they are getting from you. What to identify the type of supply that they are getting from you, because that's a necessity. That's necessary on this journey right here for you to identify whatever it is that they are getting from you that they keep coming back for. You know, I know people just think of narcissistic supply as it's just a catch-all, it's just one word, but narcissistic supply can cover a multitude of topics, y'all. It really can. Narcissistic supply covers a lot. It covers a lot of things. It just absolutely can. It can be financial supply. Are you giving them money? Are they getting money from you? You know, are they getting a household from you, a car from you, whatever it is? What are they getting from you that you can cut off? That you can stop? Maybe not immediately, but you can just kind of like turn the drip down on everything. What kind of space? What can you do right there in that dynamic? What can you do financially to cut them off, to make sure that they're not suckling at your teeth, for lack of a better word? You know, what can you do in this situation to make them less interested in you financially? Because if you are getting money from them, or you're providing a house for them, and they just don't have anywhere else to go, and things like that, like you give them a car, you gave them money, they haven't worked in years, cutting off that financial supply couldn't get them to leave you be. But again, at the beginning of it, they're going to fight for their financial supply lives. They're going to fight for what they feel like they deserve. And a lot of narcissists feel like they are absolutely entitled to your money, to your household, to your cars, to your bank account, to whatever, your stocks, your investments, whatever. They feel like you are in this space right here that they are entitled to it, and they get that supply from you. So if you are continuously giving them money, then why would they leave you alone? They cheat on you. You give them money. Why would they leave you be? Because damn near, if you get them, you giving them, it's like you giving them an allowance to cheat on you. Here's your monthly cheating stipend. Go use this money to go buy a hotel room for you and a new supply. No. Figure out what type of supply that you're, that they're getting from you, that you're giving to them or whatever, and cut it off. Yeah, yo, I know cutting it off makes it, when I say it like that, it makes it seem like it's an easy thing to do. I completely understand that cutting somebody off could take a little time. So that's what I'm saying. Make a plan to cut them off financially. If they're getting financial supply from you, it's just in that space right here. That's what happens. That could happen right there. Like, they could just be getting less from you, and then they leave you be sooner or later. Maybe. Some of them, maybe I should have said this in the beginning, but if you made it this far, you get a nugget. You get this little gold nugget right here. You get a gold chicken nugget. So drop a chicken in the comment section if you made it this far. just so I know what it is. Some of them won't leave you alone. Some of them you have to force them to leave you alone, y'all. Some of them you have to bring the police in to get them to remove them, to file restraining orders and things like that. Of course, use discretion in these situations, because sometimes they can become aggravated because you filed a restraining order, because you filed charges on them. They can absolutely become aggravated in this moment right here and try to hold you accountable for something that they've went through, something that they've dealt with and whatnot. So this is the time for you to understand, like, you know, some of them might not leave you alone. You might have to force them to leave you alone. Document everything. It sounds like a broken record, didn't it? Because it is. You need to document every single thing that you possibly can, you know, just in case you have to force them to leave you alone. Because some people, they just won't leave you alone. Let's be real. But if you cut off that supply, back to the topic, if you cut off that supply, the chances increase of them leaving you alone. If it's financial supply, cut it off. If it's bedroom supply, sexual supply, like cheek clapping supply, you have to cut it off, y'all. This is where you have to have some type of discipline as well. Because if you don't have any type of sexual discipline, if this is the best you've ever had and you just don't know how to say no, buckle your damn seatbelts up, because you're in for a bumpy cheek clapping ride. Seriously. Because if that's all it takes for them to get you to do what they want is to get naked, then you're going to lose 100 out of 100% time. Well, Lee, what if we could just using them for that? Why, y'all, me personally, I think it's damn near impossible to just use somebody for that and just disconnect from them. Because it's, to me, that's how it is. You know, I, as a narcissist, can disconnect from people. I can use people for that. But even I, in those situations, have connected to people when my intent was only to be, you know, just to make, just do a couple claps. You know, just a couple claps in that space right there. But you get it. That's what I'm saying. You have to be able to cut it off. You have to be able to have that type of discipline. Discipline. Say it slow. Discipline is this I planned. You got to plan it out to say no. Service yourself. Get on Amazon and find some self-service stuff if necessary, because you have to be able to say no to control your impulses, to control your urges, or you're going to lose. Narcissists think in terms of wins and losses. They want to always win. And even if they lose, they want to feel like they win. You know, they want to feel like they won something. They really just do. You know, so in this space right here, they have to feel like they're winning something. That's why I tell y'all, cut off the sexual supply if that's what they get in from you. Cut off the make them look good supply. What I mean by that is, the threat of exposure is deep. It runs deep with narcissists. Of course, y'all, this is one of the techniques you absolutely better use discretion on, because they can lose their goddamn minds for real. But like, if they think that you are going to expose them, you have too much on them, you can win. Of course, some of them will go crazy and lose their minds and try to harm you. But a lot of times, their fear of being exposed makes them leave you alone, but makes them uninterested in you. Because it's like, damn, they're going to expose me. If I keep messing with them, I might get exposed. But if they don't think you're ever going to expose them, they'll just keep applying pressure. Because at the end of the day, why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't they just keep applying pressure to you if they can get their needs met? Why wouldn't they? So it's also something for you to consider right there. Something for you to take in right there. Something for you to understand right there. To cut off the sexual supply. If they get in from you, not the sexual supply. The make them look good supply. Cut off their protecting their reputation supply. cut off the validation that, they constantly get from you. If you're telling them that you love them all the time and you're doing, you'll change the world for them and you give up anything for them, and they're not reciprocating that, y'all, it's like you're rewarding bad behaviors, because they like, damn, this person will never leave me even if I do what I want to do. So cut off that supply, whatever type of supply. And if y'all having trouble understanding the word supply, replace the word supply with validation. Whatever type of validation that this person is getting from you, find a way to cut it off. Find a way to cut it off or turn it down really, really low. So it's a damn near a slow drip. You know, a slow drip of water over time, people will still die of thirst. If you're in the middle of the desert and you get a slow drip of water, one drop comes out every hour, you'll still die of thirst. That's not enough to quench your thirst. So turn the supply down really, really low if you can't turn it all the way off. Now, figure out what type of supply they're getting from you. Ask yourself, what is it? Why is it? Well, Lee, how do I figure that out? Ask yourself, what is this person getting from me? And just study your relationship. Kind of do like a snapshot of your relationship and study what you are providing this person. You know, and then be able to cut it off or cut it down really, really low. And the last thing I talk about today, y'all, is become boring. Become boring and set boundaries. Because to make them disinterested in you, especially early on, they have some narcissistic people want to have fun. They want to just be, they're fun loving, ambitious, kind of outgoing out there, people, outgoing people. Some of them, there are the covert narcissists out there that are introverts. But some of them, if they think you're boring, if you become boring, if you use the gray rock technique, if you don't know what gray rocking is, it's becoming like a gray rock. You pick up, go pick up a rock on the ground outside, go pick up a big gray rock outside. And study it. Describe it. Use adjectives to describe that gray rock. What is this gray rock? Boring. This rock is not emotionally connected. This rock is not giving me any type of reaction. Gray rocking technique. You use the gray rock, they think you become boring. You set boundaries, they don't want to push against your boundaries. They get tired of you setting boundaries. They get tired of having to enforce their will. Rather than just having you follow suit. You know, they get tired. You can exhaust them. You can exhaust them by becoming boring, by not giving them any more supply, by threatening to expose them. But like I said, again, use quality, use safety when you're doing that right there. But threatening to expose them, threatening to move forward. There's so many different things right there, y'all. Like I said, you can become boring and you can set boundaries. Say the word no. They become bored with you saying the word no, especially if they can't negotiate you to turn around and say the word yes to them. If you're just consistently stuck on no, then they'll typically, some of them, a lot of them will leave you alone, y'all. They'll become boring. Use these techniques right here. Let me know how they go. Be safe, of course, y'all. If y'all want to join my support group, it's called The Mental Healers. The link is in the description of every video and podcast I do. We do weekly support group meetings. There's a bunch of people in there talking back and forth, meeting each other, making friends in the group. And there's a bunch of stuff going on, y'all. I also have a mini course available as well. It's called Understanding the 7 Stages of a Narcissistic Relationship. Click below. Link is in the description of every video and podcast I do. I'm so grateful for y'all. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Mental Healness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. You are a mental healness rock star, and I appreciate you for being here. If you haven't already, make sure to click on the screen to subscribe to the channel and watch another one of my videos in my playlist. There's also a link available up here for you to purchase my kids' book, Remember It's Not Your Fault, on Amazon. So check that out. Thank you. I will see you in the next video. Peace.